Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Kim Davis has released her brand new book, and today at the National Religious Broadcasters Convention, she was signing this book. It's called Under God's Authority, The Kim Davis Story. We're going to be talking about it on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of BarbedWire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. Well, this is a great read. It's a book by Kim Davis, Under God's Authority, The Kim Davis Story. Under God's Authority is that phrase where she said that in response to the two men that wanted to get a marriage license, and they asked her, under what authority are you not going to give us a marriage license? And she said, under God's authority. That phrase went around the world, became front page news all over the country and even around the world. And so that's the title of the book, Under God's Authority, The Kim Davis Story.
You know, Matt, today we're doing a lot of interviews. Different media are interested in, of course, Kim and her story. But the prevailing word that people use for Kim is hero. You know, we want to hear from this hero. And it's just amazing that, just like you look in the Bible, God chooses people that have stumbled in different areas, and he uses that platform to give them words about a particular area. And he's done that with Kim, you know, someone who is previously...
And she doesn't want to be considered.
No, that's, she never wanted to platform.
She's a reluctant hero.
Yeah.
She is a hero, but she is a humble, sweet, one of the, just a super sweet and nice person. And when she says under God's authority, I'm convinced that phrase was given to her by the Holy Spirit.
Exactly.
That answer came, she didn't bat an eye. You know, it came out, and it happens to be 100% true. And we are, as Christ followers, we are empowered by God to follow his truths and his laws, and we have the authority of the Holy Spirit to do that. So she spoke truth there, and what a powerful title for her new book.
You know, and she's failed previously with marriage, you know, several times, and she's always brought to tears when someone asks, you know, that why would God choose someone like you who has failed in that area? And it makes me cry even to listen to her, because she goes, you know, I didn't ask for this, but it, and she said, God, you're going to use me in this area? Really? Are you really going to do that? And sure enough, God's empowered her to be an advocate for his concept of traditional marriage.
Well, this book is really one of redemption and courage.
That's
absolutely really what it's about. It's an encouraging book of redemption of a person who was literally redeemed and her life was transformed. Back in 2011, she was one person, and when she met Jesus Christ and gave her life to Jesus and accepted the forgiveness of her sins and asked for that forgiveness, she became a new creature, a new creation. So it's really a story of redemption and courage in this book, Under God's Authority. She also takes us behind the scenes of the unlikely saga that took America by storm. Mike Huckabee did the foreword on here, Governor Mike Huckabee. He says, it's a great read, but more than that, this remarkable story of what God did in Kim's life gives me hope for our nation. I think it will give you hope too. Governor Matt Bevin, whom she helped elect to office, because of this issue and the fact that he stood with her, she was both ready and willing to respond. Will the same be said of you? That's from Governor Matt Bevin.
Powerful words. And this book is also a story of victory, because let's not forget, Kim Davis won, not under her own power, but under the power of God. She won. And this one woman made a splash internationally, as you know, getting to meet the Pope and getting support from Pope Francis and so forth. But beyond that, she won. Governor Bevin issued an executive order to protect her rights. The legislature ended up passing a law.
Unanimous, Matt, between Democrats and Republicans. When does that happen?
But you know, I think it's important that her story like this get out, because the media has portrayed Kim Davis in one perspective. But who she really is, a sweet, godly woman who loves all people, no matter what your choice of religion or lifestyle is. She loves all people, but she stands firm on her faith.
Franklin Graham, the CEO of the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association in Samaritan's Purse, wrote an endorsement for this book. He says, Kim Davis is one tough lady in a culture that demeans people who obediently follow Jesus, Kim Davis drew on his strength as she experienced and endured persecution from the culture, the court, and the crowds, and survived to tell about it in her compelling book, Under God's Authority. Her story proves that one person really can make a difference when taking a stand for Christ. You know, this book is endorsed by a number of individuals, including James Robison, Franklin Graham, Governor Matt Bevin, and so many others, David Barton, Dr. Michael Brown, Elizabeth Johnson, Deacon Keith Fournier, Samuel Rodriguez. But the book itself is a fascinating read. And when you read this book, it is in Kim's voice. It is Kim relaying her story from the beginning. When the lawsuit happened, when she was first sued, to going back in time in 2011, where it all changed, where her whole life changed, and how she was elected the county clerk in 2014, took office in 2015, and how that story began, and some of the opposition that she faced, including her time when she was sent to prison. And she was there for 6 days. Just an amazing story. Many of these things have not been made public before because this was a case focused on the legal case, but some of the information has been. You'll find it to be a fascinating read that is intriguing, that is compelling, but that is really a story of redemption and courage and what one person, an unlikely candidate, you know, if we were going to choose a candidate to defend marriage and religious freedom, we would have chosen a Billy Graham.
Right.
Yeah.
God chose a Kim Davis.
Right.
God does that. And, and thank God that he does, that he takes broken, fallen human beings, as we all are, flawed human beings. You think of David, you know, an adulterer and a murderer, yet he was a man after God's own heart. You think of Noah, you know, who was a drunk, and God used him, you know, for, and on and on it goes. It seems like God, and I think God does that because then there's no question when you see a person shine with the kind of righteousness, the Holy Spirit through Kim Davis that you see, there's no question as to who's behind it.
Right. You know, and her story gives all of us hope, a story of redemption, but also a challenge. You know, I recently interviewed Kim and asked her about, you know, what does this say to all of us? And she said, you know, first it was me with this issue with a same-sex marriage license. Tomorrow it could be you. And so are you prepared to stand on your faith as well?
Yeah, and Kim Davis in the book about Governor Matt Bevin getting elected, she says in this book, 3 days after the vote, Governor-elect Bevin made me even happier with a long-awaited announcement. One thing I will take care of right away is we will remove the names of the county clerks from the marriage form, Bevin pledged his promise to sign an executive order and do finally what Governor Beshear flatly refused to do for 5 long months was welcome relief and answered prayer. And of course, as you mentioned, Matt, the legislature then in the following year came together unanimously, Republicans and Democrats rallying to protect the religious freedom of Kim Davis and other clerks like her. It's an amazing story about the impact, and not only the impact here, but around the country, but also this story amazingly rippled around the world. Every Republican presidential candidate, and in fact, in the early presidential primary debates, they were asked, what's your position on Kim Davis? Even the Miss America pageant.
Wow.
One of those people was asked about their position on Kim Davis. This was the talk of all the media.
And she's gone all the way across the world to Romania to talk about same-sex marriage.
Her story has rippled around the world, and it's just one unlikely person who literally had her future direction completely changed in 2011 on a Sunday night. That morning, her godly mother-in-law passed away, asked her one dying deathbed wish for her to attend church. She did that Sunday night just to check it off and go about her regular sinful life. And that's the day that she was changed. And the rest is history. You'll want to read the book, Kim Davis, Under God's Authority, The Kim Davis Story. You can order it at Liberty Counsel. Call us at 407-875-1776 or go to Liberty Counsel's online store, lc.org. That's lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. Call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation. The website again, lc.org.